In the coming weeks, I want to be talking about how we can be involved in serving God.
在未来几个星期里面, 我想是讲关于我们怎样可以大家参与去服侍神。
But in preparing today, I want to speak about encouraging people.
作为一个准备呢, 我想今日呢是讲关于是,
Last week we were having our planning sessions for the year.
上星期呢我们就是周年的计划啦。
And one of the things that we were discussing was we had a prayer time.
我们有一个祷告的时间。
And I wanted to have an extended prayer time.
其实呢我想将那个祷告时间呢是再延长一点。
I wanted us to particularly focus in on prayer, on the things that mattered.
因为我好想我们的祷告呢能够聚焦在一些很重要的事情上面。
And so I just simply asked Stephen, get the board there and a pen, and I said, right, what is our purpose as a church? As we plan the year, what is our purpose?
所以呢我就请Stephen呢就拿个白板出来呢就要写低我们今年教会的目标是什么呢?
What's it all about?
最终的是要关于什么呢?
So we wrote quite a number of things on the board.
我们就写了几样东西上去啦。
But as I was preparing this week to minister, I just kept praying, asking God, show me, what is all about?
我这个礼拜去预备的时候呢我就不断地祈祷求神显示给我看到底我们要关于什么。
You know, I want to see the big picture.
因为我很想见到个幅大的图画。
You know, our purpose, what is success?
什么是成功呢? 我们的目标是什么呢?
And as I began to just, I wasn't reading my Bible, I was just praying.
当时呢我就只是祈祷。
It's like the Lord popped something into my brain.
就好像神呢,将一些东西呢,放在我的脑里面。
And it's like the Lord said, success is helping other people to succeed.
神跟我这样说,成功呢,就是帮助其他人去得到成功。
I thought about Jesus. You know.
我开始想关于耶稣。
He came, he gave his life.
他来到世界是为了给我们生命。
So that we could succeed.
以致我们可以成功。
I think about parents.
我亦都想关于父母。
You know, what is our purpose in life?
我们的生命目标是什么呢?
We want our children to succeed.
我们想我们的儿女成功。
What does it take?
那要付出什么代价呢?
You know, it's not easy.
是不容易的。
Just do it.
那就要做咯。
Because we want our children to succeed. That's success for us.
因为我们想我们的儿女成功，他们成功呢，对我们来讲就是自己的成功啦。
Maybe a school teacher.
可能一位教师啦。
In the class.
在一个课室里面啦。
Sharing with the kids. What's the purpose?
跟他的学生去分享，到底我们要有什么人生目标呢?
I want them to succeed.
老师呢，一定说我很想我的学生成功。
And as we see that, my purpose is to help others to succeed.
我自己的目标呢,亦都是要去帮助其他人得到成功。
A specific way that we can do that.
可能我们有一个特别的方法去做到这件事。
How can I help my family succeed?
我怎样可以帮助我的家人成功呢?
How can I help my friends to succeed?
怎样帮我的朋友得到成功呢?
But one thing it does involve is that we encourage.
里面呢,我们必须是要有其中一样东西很重要的,就是我们要去鼓励。
And I love the Greek word for encouragement.
我很喜欢希腊文那个鼓励那个字。
It means simply to be called alongside.
那个意思呢,其实呢,就即是说,被呼召去到某个人的身旁。
It means get alongside people.
就是在人家的旁边,
encouraging them.
去鼓励他们。
And so I look in the Bible.
咁我开始睇圣经啦。
And I say, who does this?
边个会做呢啲嘢咧？
Also, I want to share a sermon about somebody called Joseph.
我今日咧就想讲到分享一个人咧，系关于约瑟，约瑟。 但系咧佢就唔系旧约圣经里边嘅约瑟。
A New Testament Joseph.
系一个新约圣经里边嘅约瑟。
So how many are there?
新约圣经里边提过几多个约瑟啊？
Joseph.
有冇人知道新約聖經裏面有幾個約瑟㗎？
Amen. You got Jesus' father, Joseph.
有耶穌嘅父親約瑟啦。
Right? And then you get the elder Joseph of Arimathea.
咁另外咧就有亞利馬太嘅一個長老，又係叫做約瑟噶。
Who he gave his tomb for Jesus to use？
呢一位約瑟咧，就係將自己嘅即係墳墓咧，係俾咗耶穌噶。
That was a blessing for Jesus。
呢個對耶穌嚟講係一個祝福嚟嘅。
I wonder when he died, perhaps he went in the same tomb. You know，
我諗可能到呢一位約瑟過世嘅時候咧，都重用翻呢一個嘅墓穴噶。
My brain moves in these kind of ways, you know。No, but I mean, when he went in there, he was thinking, man, when they put me in this tomb, it has a reputation, you know.
是啊，所以如果能够进入这个墓穴呢，都是灵舍一种特殊的荣誉来的。
Right, so, and then there was another Joseph, called Joseph Justus.
那另外呢，还有贾斯特斯的约瑟。
Have you heard of Joseph Justus?
你有没有听过这个贾斯特斯约瑟啊？
I'll ask you a question, an IQ test.
我问你一个 IQ 题啊。
What does Joseph Justus have in common with Hillary Clinton?
咁你估下呢一位贾斯特斯约瑟同埋呢一个希拉里克林顿咧有啲咩相同嘅特征咧
？Right? Anybody know?
有冇人知道啊
？Amen. Nobody knows.
冇人知啊
？Oh man. Well, the answer is.He lost the election.
个答案咧就系佢喺大选中系落败噶。
Because when Judas went out of the disciples, they chose another one.
因为咧当犹大咧系离开咗呢个门徒嘅行列咧，咁大家就要重选啦。
And Joseph Justus was the guy that lost.
咁咧就呢一位约瑟贾斯特斯咧就系喺呢一个嘅选举中咧就失败啦，落败啦。
Just one more Joseph in the Bible.
咁但系约瑟里新约圣经里边咧仍然仲有一位嘅约瑟噶。
Why am I telling you about all these Josephs？
点解我要讲俾大家听关于呢啲嘅约瑟咧
？Is because you need to read your Bible more, and then you would know.
因为等你知道咧，你要睇多啲圣经，咁你咪会知道有几多个约瑟咯。
Today the sermon is about Joseph the Levite or the Cypriot。
咁我哋今日咧就系讲塞浦路斯嘅约瑟啊。
Right, and does anybody know his nickname？
有冇人知道佢嘅花名啊
？See, it's difficult questions。
几难？呢啲问题几难
？But it's all there in the Bible, and you've read it many times。
咁其实喺圣经里边系有噶，咁你亦都应该系睇过噶。
Right。Anybody know his nickname?
有冇人知道
Joseph the Levite？
有冇人知道呢一个嘅塞浦路斯嘅约瑟嘅花名啊
？Amen. Well, I got to tell you this. It's difficult.
咁我要讲俾大家听，因为真系几难下嘅。
When I asked Pastor Rebecca, she actually knew the answer.
我问梁牧师咧，梁牧师都知嘅呢个答案。
See, his nickname was Barnabas.
佢嘅花名咧就系巴拿巴。
And Barnabas is it's.An Aramaic word meaning it means the son or the of encouragement or the son of consolation.
咁巴拿巴呢个字嘅意思咧，就即系劝慰之子咁解。
And it's a nickname given to him by the apostles because he was always encouraging people.
咁嗰时嘅使徒咧，系将呢一个嘅名号系俾佢啊，因为佢系经常咧都系去鼓励其他人噶。
In Acts chapter 4, he helped the needy saints.
在使徒行传的第四章呢我们见到他呢是帮助那些有需要的圣徒。
In Acts chapter 9, he welcomed somebody who just been converted.
在第九章里面呢他就欢迎一位呢是刚刚信主的信徒。
And the others didn't want to accept him.
但是其他的信徒呢都不接受这位刚信主的人。
Does anybody know that convert's name?
那你知不知道这个初信者是哪位啊
You know?Yeah, his name is Paul.
就系保罗啦。
Barnabas was the only one that said, "Come on, you can come in."
当时咧，只有巴拿巴一个咧系欢迎保罗嘅咋。
He accepted in Acts 11, the Gentile believers says, "Come on in."
佢亦都喺第十一章度欢迎嗰啲嘅外邦人嘅信徒。
And you know, it was Barnabas that said, "Oh, go get Paul, bring him to Antioch."
咁系巴拿巴咧系提议咧要将保罗咧系带去安提亚噶。
So when Paul and Barnabas began their ministry, it was not Paul and Barnabas, it was Barnabas and Paul.
咁应该系话保罗咧系同埋 巴拿巴一起去安提亚，咁所以嗰阵时咧，其实系佢哋两个一起事工嘅。
Because Barnabas was most important to begin with, he brought Paul over.
因为咧系巴拿巴咧系将保罗系带过去，咁所以我哋咧成日都话保罗与巴拿巴，其实应该讲巴拿巴与保罗先啱。
Then when Barnabas's cousin John Mark, when his cousin John Mark came and went on the missionary journey with them,
咁而巴拿巴当时嘅亲戚啦，系约翰马可咧，都系大家一齐喺呢一个嘅事工嘅旅程上。
And he actually got homesick.
咁但系约翰马可咧就开始有啲思乡病，咁啊走咗。
Paul wouldn't take him again。
咁保罗咧就话我以后都唔会再同佢一齐同工。
But Barnabas wanted him to be able to come。
但系巴拿巴咧依然系想佢可以再嚟到。
Do you think we deserve another chance? Amen。
咁你觉唔觉得咧？我哋自己咧其实都系值得人哋俾我哋一个第二次嘅机会噶。
Do we deserve another chance?
我哋值唔值得有第二次机会啊
？Amen。So his cousin John Mark, he says, let's give him another chance.
所以咧，阿巴拿巴咧就话要俾佢呢一位亲戚啊，约翰马可咧一个机会。
Did John Mark never do anything with his life?
咁啊，约翰马可有冇从此以后咧，佢嘅人生咧就荒荒废废咁样咧
？Anybody know anything he did?
有冇人知道约翰马可做咗啲乜嘢啊？
哇，咁叻喎！He wrote Mark's Gospel. That's John Mark, the one who wrote John Mark. Okay.
约翰马可就系写马可福音嗰位啦。
You know, Barnabas is very important for in the life of Paul, in the life of John Mark.
所以喺保罗同埋马可嘅生命里边，巴拿巴系非常之重要噶。
And then you know, it says in Acts 11, it was by his faith he showed people you gotta have faith, you gotta believe it.
咁喺使徒行传十一章咧。我哋睇到咧，巴拿巴咧系以佢嘅信心去鼓励人哋要有信心噶，同埋亦都系同人哋做朋友。
In Acts 2, he actually sold a field and gave all the money to the church.
并且咧，佢系将自己嘅田地咧系卖咗啦，将所有金钱咧都系奉献俾教会噶。
One other way he showed encouragement was that he in Acts chapter 15 and 35, he forgave. He was one who forgave.
而喺《使徒行传》十五章嗰度，我哋见到佢劝慰人哋、安慰人哋、鼓励人哋嘅另一种方式咧，就系饶恕。
So, do we have a PowerPoint? Yeah. Okay. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so, I want us to read this together.
我哋大家一齐嚟读希伯来书。
And I don't know. I just feel today. Can we stand?
我哋大家一齐起立。
Amen. I want to stand and let's. The word of God is important.
神嘅说话系好重要噶。
So let us stand to read it.
所以让我哋大家咧都起立嚟到去朗读。
Together.
我哋大家一齐读。
Are you ready?
大家准备好未啊？
Okay.
好，预备一二起，又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
Amen， 请坐。
大家请坐。
You know, let's consider one another in order to stir up love and good works。
我哋咧要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
Strange that. Strange Wendy came back today.
今日咧，阿 Wendy 翻翻嚟我哋当中咧，真系好特别。
I don't know if Wendy remembers one day way back in the mid-80s.
唔知 Wendy 记唔记得咧？喺八十年代中期咧，有一日
，We had Saturday night meeting.
我哋有星期六晚嘅聚会。
And the meeting ended, and everybody went home.
咁个聚会完结啦，咁大家翻屋企啦。
Except me.
除咗三牧师。
And about 10 minutes after everybody left, Wendy came in. Can you remember?
咁大家都離開曬嘅之後，大概十分鐘啦。咁啊 ，Wendy 咧就嚟揾我。
You know, I have very good memory.
咁你知我記性幾好噶啦。
And you came in, the bell rang.
咁啊 ，Wendy 咧就嚟揾我啦。咁啊，撳門鐘。
And you came in with another girl.
喺嗰陣時候咧 ，Wendy 就帶咗另一個女仔入嚟。
Remember her name?
你记唔记得佢嘅名啊
？Sarah。
Sarah。
See, and Sarah, she found Sarah sitting on a wall, crying or something.
因為 Wendy 當時咧係見到有一個女仔係坐咗喺嗰個牆邊嗰度咧，就好似喺度喊啊咁樣啦。
She said, "I shared with her that Jesus can help her."
我於是 Wendy 咧就同佢分享話，耶穌可以幫到你噶。
And she came in.
咁於是佢就帶埋 Sarah 上嚟啦。
We prayed with Sarah.
我哋同 Sarah 一齊祈禱。
Sarah became a Christian.
Sarah 咧就信咗主啦。
She's still a Christian.
佢而家依然係一位基督徒嚟噶。
And why? Because we just took the time.
點解啊？因為我哋當時有把握住嗰個機會。
We could have walked. Wendy could have walked past the girl sitting on the wall.
其实咧可以阿 Wendy 就咁行过咗都得噶。
And she'd still be sitting on the wall.
咁咪由得佢坐喺个墙边下边咯。
But she didn't. She said, "Come on, let's go and talk to Pastor upstairs."
但系 Wendy 冇咁做，佢停低，并且咧同呢个女仔讲，不如我哋咧上去教会同我牧师倾下。
You know, we need to encourage.
我哋系需要彼此鼓励噶。
Because when we encourage, we make other people successful.
因为当我哋彼此鼓励嘅时候，我哋能够令到大家都会成功。
You know, the most meaningful success is making others successful.
最有意义嘅成功咧，系令到其他人成功。
So first of all, what is the meaning of it?
咁首先，呢一个鼓励嘅意思系咩咧
？Like I said, parakaleo means in Greek means to be called to get alongside.
咁希腊原文呢个字咧，就即系走在旁边。
Right, even the Holy Spirit, the name of the Holy Spirit, one of the names is just called, he's called the Paraclete, the same word.
而聖靈其中嘅一個名字咧，亦都係呢一個字啦，就係走在旁邊嘅意思。
You know, and in the Hebrews there was great persecution.
咁喺希伯來書嗰度咧係。里面提到有好大嘅逼迫。
And when the verse that we read together, when Paul, when whoever wrote it, when they were writing it, they said, "Hey, don't just think about yourselves at difficult times. Think about the others too."
喺嗰度咧，作者就提到啦，喺呢啲咁困难嘅日子咧，唔好净系谂住自己，亦都咧要彼此相顾。
And so, even the work of the Holy Spirit is to help us to succeed.
聖靈嘅其中一個工作咧，都係幫助我哋要成功。
And so, He's working in us, He's working through us.
聖靈咧喺我哋裏邊工作，亦都會透過我哋工作。
He's working in our church.
亦都喺我哋嘅教會裏邊工作。
He's working in our small groups.
喺我哋嘅小組裏邊工作。
He's working in every one of us as we go to back to our families as we go to work.
咁喺我哋每個人裏邊工作，當我哋翻返去同我哋家人或者去翻工嘅時候，聖靈都同我哋一齊工作。
First of all, here is for now.
是要为着而家，为着现今。
When it says encourage one another, when it says let's consider one another and this thing, the tense of the word means now, do it now.
咁佢讲到话要彼此相顾等等咧，嗰个嘅模式咧系话要而家就做啦。
It's like a way of life. This is what I do.
咁呢个咧就要成为我哋嘅生活模式。
The writer of Hebrews chapter 3:13, he said, "Let's exhort one another while it's called today."
咁喺希伯来书嘅三章嗰度咧，就讲到总要趁着还有今日，天天彼此相顾。
Very often people say, "I'm sick." They say to me, "I'm sick."
好多人咧同我讲话，哎呀，我病咗啊。
Most of you know if you say that, I will usually immediately pray for you.
你都知道啦。通常如果你咁同我讲咧，我会立即同你祈祷噶。
Because I know I may forget.
因为我知道我过一阵我又可能忘记噶啦嘛。
So let's do it now. Let's do it now.
所以我哋就要而家就做啦。
Right, it's an active thing.
咁呢个咧系一个行动嚟噶。
Right, that you know we are you know it's like that Nike advert. Just do it.
咁咧就系呢个字啦，就系话我哋而家咧就要立即去做嘅意思啦。
Right, what does Nike mean?
咁呢个系咩意思啊
？It means victory.
系一个胜利嘅意思，系成功嘅意思。
Right, overcomer.
系一个克服者。
Right, so do it now, just do it, then you can be an overcomer.
所以我哋而家就要去积极做呢一个嘅行动咧，就能够成为一个克服者啦。
When and Sometimes we think I need somebody to encourage me.
有時我哋會覺得，哎，我都需要人哋鼓勵下我啊。
Well, do you encourage somebody else?
咁我哋自己鼓勵人哋先。
Yeah, because it says encourage one another.
因為我哋要彼此鼓勵。
And very often when we do that, we say, "Hey, you can do it."
咁我哋同人哋講得㗎，你做得到㗎。
Then they say to us, "Thank you for this. You're always a blessing to me."
咁佢又會同我哋講翻多謝你啊，你經常咧都係我嘅一個好大嘅祝福㗎。
It's not just for pastors or leaders. It's all of us. Let's encourage.
所以咧唔係淨係牧師或者領袖先至去鼓勵人嘅，而係我哋大家咧都要互相嘅鼓勵。
Right, Hebrews 3 verse 12.
咁喺希伯来书三章十二节。
It says, "See to it, brothers and sisters, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God, but encourage one another daily, as long as it's called today, that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness."
希伯来书三章十二至十三节嗰度咁讲，弟兄们，你们要谨慎，免得你们中间或有人存着不信的恶心，把永生神离弃了。总要趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。
You know, it's said that most people will leave the church, go away from God when they get discouraged. That's the point.
好多人呢係喺佢哋灰心喪志嘅時候呢就離開教會甚至乎離棄神啦。
And we have to ask ourselves, did we encourage them?
我哋就要問下自己，我哋曾經有冇去鼓勵過佢哋呢？
Somebody once wrote this statement.
有人呢曾經咁樣寫過㗎。
People live by encouragement, and without it they die.
人是靠什么生存的？是靠鼓励生存的。没有鼓励的话，人就会死
了。And it is our natural propensity to sometimes be critical.
我们自己人的自然倾向就是很喜欢批评的。
It's easy to find out the things that are wrong.
去找人的错处就是很容易的。
But we need to encourage, we need to look at the good things.
但是呢我们要去找人的好的一面和去鼓励。
We need to consider our actions.
跟着呢我们就要去审查我们自己的行为。
You know, the verse we read in Hebrews, it said, let us consider.
在希伯来书里面呢就写到我们要审查自己。
Right, you know, we think about it.
真的要去大家为大家去谂下。
We have to think, right, how can I encourage?
我要谂下，我点样可以去鼓励到人哋咧？
How can I make somebody else successful?
我点样可以帮助到人哋成功咧？
There's on Hebrews 10:24, the message. This is how it translates it.
咁而希伯来书嘅十章二十四节咧，就有个咁嘅信息。
It says, "Let's see how inventive we can be." In encouraging love and helping out.
呢度咧系讲到，睇下我哋喺鼓励人哋、爱同埋帮助人哋方面咧，能够有几有创意。
In order to stir up love and good works.
呢个意思咧，其实咧就即系话激发爱心、勉励行善。
I think all of us know that when we do get down, a little bit of encouragement can really help us.
我哋个个都知啦，如果有阵时自己真系有啲灰心失意嘅时候咧，有人俾少少鼓励咧，嗰阵时都好帮到手噶啦。
Because our actions and our words can stir up other people.
因为咧，我哋嘅行动同埋我哋嘅说话咧，都能够系激发到其他人噶。
Their actions and words can stir you.
咁 ，sorry。
Their actions and their words can also stir you.
即系佢哋嘅回应啦，佢哋嘅行动啦，同埋佢哋嘅说话咧，都能够系激发到你嘅。
And that verse also says, it said, "Hey, be faithful in attending church."
所以咧，我哋要对我哋不可停止聚会。
Right, I mean.We don't realize it, but I mean, the devil's in the business. He just wants to stop you coming to church.
其实魔鬼呢就好认真去做一件事的，就是等你停止返教会。
Right, because he He knows when you come to church, people are going to encourage.
因为他知道回到教会大家会互相鼓励。
And he also knows when you come to church, you will encourage somebody else.
他也知道当你回到教会你都会去鼓励其他人。
And so, you know,Encouragement is one of the reasons why we meet together.
咁点解我哋每个星期都系聚会咧？其中一个原因就系要彼此鼓励啊。
It's easy to discourage.
其实我哋要灰心好容易噶咋。
But the word of God says to us, you got to encourage.
但系神嘅说话话俾我哋听，我哋要彼此鼓励。
Because when we do that, we are able to make.People successful.
因为当我们这样做的时候我们是能够帮助其他人得到成功的。
And you know, part of that, part of our unity, in church is that we do it together.
那而教会其中一种合一的模式就是我们齐心去做一些事情。
You know, when I was researching, I was trying to find good illustrations on encouragement.
我呢就尝试找一下关于一个好的鼓励的一些例子。
I found what happens when, you know, we're doing things together.
那呢我们大家一起齐心做事的时候会发生什么事呢？
When somebody or something is being attacked.
那或者有些东西呢被攻击。
And what happens is we say, right, we'll stand together.
我们呢就说我们要站在一起。
And when danger comes,
当有危险来到的时候
we stand together.
我们站在一起。
And encouragement being alongside.
鼓励呢就是在我们的旁边。
So here is quite an amusing little thing I found.
那我呢就找到一个挺好的例子。团结就是力量啊。
Together we can succeed.
我们大家在一起呢就能够成功的了。
So let's look at the second thing now, the encourager.
那我们就看一下第二点鼓励者了。
Right. It was Joseph, the Levite from Cyprus, and whom the apostles called Barnabas, which means the son of encouragement. And he sold a field he owned and brought the money and put it at the apostles' feet.
有一个利未人生在塞浦路斯，名叫约瑟，使徒称他为巴拿巴。他有田地也卖了，把价银拿来放在使徒脚前。
Right. All of us need to be encouragers.
我们所有人都需要被人鼓励的。
So how did Barnabas encourage.
咁巴拿巴点样鼓励人哋咧
？First of all, he showed it by his actions.
首先咧，佢系透过佢嘅行为显明出嚟。
That was his nickname.
咁佢有个花名啦。
You know, so, you know, when people have a nickname, it will just show some particular aspect of their life.
如果有个人咧，佢有一个绰号嘅话咧，其实佢呢个绰号咧系显明咗一啲佢嘅特征噶。
You know, it may point out a facial or a bodily feature.
可能系一个外表上面嘅特征啦。
and or highlight part of our character.
又或者係佢性格上嘅特徵。
Right, but he earned this nickname because he was always there encouraging people.
佢之所以能夠得到呢一個嘅綽號咧，就係因為佢經常喺度安慰人哋。
By the way, he was living.
佢亦都咧系从佢嘅生活方式系显明出嚟。
Acts 4:24 says he was a good man. He was full of the Holy Spirit and faith.
咁使徒行传里边讲过咧，话佢一个好人啦，而佢自己亦都充满住圣灵嘅果子，同埋系信心。
Somebody said the words that come in from our mouths, you know, if it's coming from men, it can be discouraging.
咁有啲人咧就话，如果有啲说话咧系从人而出嘅，有阵时咧可能都会令人灰心。
We perhaps pushing ourselves rather than God。
或者有阵时咧系我哋自己嘅意思嚟噶。
But encouragement comes from God, from the Holy Spirit。
而真正嘅鼓励咧系嚟自神，嚟自圣灵噶。
And for Barnabas, he was not only encouraging with his words, but he, when it came time to give the offering.He came and gave a piece of land.
咁巴拿巴咧，佢唔系净系透过佢嘅说话去鼓励人，而系当去到要系奉献嘅时候咧，佢系将佢自己嘅田地系卖咗噶。
But also the third thing here, he showed it by his fruit.
佢亦都系透过佢所结嘅果子系显明出嚟。
When Paul embarked on his first missionary journey, it was Barnabas.That went with him.
咁保罗同埋即系马可第一次嘅宣教旅程咧，系巴拿巴同佢哋一齐噶。
And I think you know when I look at that, I've studied in detail. I've studied Paul's first missionary journey.
我细心咁样去研究保罗第一次嘅宣教旅程。
And when he started out, he certainly needed encouragement.
当佢啱啱开始嘅时候咧，佢系好需要人哋鼓励噶。
And he may even have quit if it was not for.Barnabas.
如果唔系因为有巴拿巴嘅话咧，可能保罗会中途放弃噶。
The first place they came was to Cyprus.
佢哋第一个去到嘅地方系塞浦路斯。
And they went across Cyprus. They came over from Antioch. When they arrived in Cyprus, they went all the way across Cyprus. Nothing much was happening.
因为当佢哋咧系走过塞浦路斯嘅时候咧，其实嗰阵时系冇乜事发生，冇乜果效噶。
Until they met with Simon the sorcerer.
咁啊，直至到佢哋咧系遇见西门，
they could not do the job in their own strength，
因为咧佢哋唔能够靠自己嘅力量咧去做呢个事工啊。
They needed the Holy Spirit，
佢哋
succeed，
佢哋需要圣灵帮助佢哋成功。
In our encouraging of one another too， we must realize that we need to say to people， God can help you to do it。
所以当我哋去鼓励其他人嘅时候，我哋一定要话俾佢听咧，系神能够帮助你啊。
You know, you may not be able to help somebody，
你或者唔能够去帮到其他人。
But you can have faith, God's going to help you。
但系你要有一份嘅信心，就系神能够帮到佢哋。
So when Paul was confronted there, he had an encounter not just with Simon。
咁喺保罗咧喺当地系受到反对嘅时候咧，佢唔单止遇见咗西门，
But he had an encounter with God.
佢亦都咧系遇见咗神。
God says you can do it because I'll give you the power to do it.
神话你能够做得到，因为我会将个能力赐俾你。
And from that day on, Paul was a different person.
由嗰日开始咧，保罗就系一个唔同嘅人啦。
And yet, I think sometimes as they went from one end, because that was on the western end of Cyprus, and they came all the way across.
咁当时咧，佢哋喺塞浦路斯嘅西边。咁就一直要横过啦。
And I think Barnabas, a good thing Barnabas was there, because Paul maybe would have gone back home.
所以如果唔系巴拿巴喺佢身边嘅话咧，可能保罗咧就会放弃翻屋企噶啦。
But Barnabas was there encouraging.
但系巴拿巴咧一直喺佢身边去鼓励佢。
We need to encourage one another.
所以咧，我哋系需要彼此鼓励。
Let's make one another successful.
我哋要令到大家对方都成功。
Where people lack faith, let's build their faith.
如果咧佢哋喺边方面系缺乏信心咧，我哋要帮助佢喺嗰方面建立信心。
Where they feel it difficult to trust God in a situation.
如果佢哋喺某啲情况下觉得要去信靠神系好困难嘅话，呢个对我哋嚟讲，每个人都曾经经历过嘅。
Let's say right. Let's encourage God. can do it.
我哋咧就要彼此鼓励，我哋话神系能够做得到嘅。
So like I said before, in the dealings with his cousin Barnabas, he showed great patience.
我哋都睇到巴拿巴对约翰马可咧有好大嘅耐心。
And therefore later on in Philemon, Paul actually he said, hey.Give my greeting to John Mark.
咁喺腓利门书咧，保罗咧系写低咧话要将佢嘅问候咧，即系俾个阿马可噶。
Right? Did Paul ever see John Mark again? Do you know that?
咁大家知唔知道？其实自从佢哋嗰次分咗手之后咧，保罗仲有冇见过阿马可嘅咧？
It's very interesting.
圣经咧系好有趣噶。
Where was Paul?
嗱，呢个保罗咁样写吓。
And he was in prison.
当时咧，佢喺监狱里边。
And he was awaiting his execution.
其实咧就系等紧行死刑噶。
And he wrote to Timothy.
咁佢就写信俾提摩太。
And he said.Only Luke is with me.
咁佢写到咧，而家只有路加系同我一齐。
He said, "Get John Mark and bring him to me."
请你咧将约翰马可都带嚟呢度同我一齐。
He'll encourage me.
因为佢曾经鼓励我。
You know, when a person facing death, you know, he wants to surround himself with his friends.
当一个人要面对死亡的时候呢，他会想哪些人去在他身旁呢？应该是他的朋友啦。
And he knew that John Mark would encourage him.
他知道约翰马可呢会鼓励他的。
Right. Well, you know, I've said this many times. The two greatest ministries in the Bible, the one most mentionedThe ministry of mercy is number one.
咁我经常都提啦，喺圣经里边讲到两种最重要嘅即事咧。第一咧就系怜悯。
And it's mainly God that's doing it.
咁主要咧就系神啊怜悯我哋嘅。
But we are all urged to show mercy.
但系我哋咧都系神咧要我哋向人哋显出怜悯。
We are no more like God than when we show.Mercy to people who have hurt us.
当我哋咧向嗰啲伤害我哋嘅人显出怜悯嘅时候咧，喺嗰阵时候咧就最能够显出上帝啦。
Forgive.
当我哋饶恕嘅时候。
But second to that is this most mentioned ministry of encouragement.
而第二个提得最多嘅即事咧就系鼓励啦。
Right, and that we.Really, really need to practice that ministry.
所以咧，我哋要切切实实咁去实践呢一个职事。
With that, we can live.
我哋咁样咧就能够生存。
Without it, we die.
冇咗鼓励咧，我哋会死亡噶。
And so, I often say sometimes of evangelism. I say, it says in the Bible, the people that sit in the darkness have seen the great light.
我成日都讲到啦，当我哋传福音嘅时候咧，嗰啲人好似坐喺罪嘅黑暗里边，但系就见到光明啦。
I ask the question: the people that sit in the darkness, what are they waiting for?
咁我会问一个问题：嗰啲人坐喺黑暗里边，其实佢等咩咧
？Right? What are they waiting for?
等咩啫？佢哋
？The answer is they're waiting for you.
佢哋等紧你咯。
You have the light.
因为你有嗰份光啊嘛。
They're sitting in the darkness waiting for you to come along. It may not be preaching. It may be just coming alongside and encouraging them.
佢哋坐喺黑暗度，其实就系等紧你嚟将嗰份光带俾佢哋。可能并唔系话同佢哋讲道，只系咧喺佢哋嘅身旁鼓励佢哋。
On Friday night in prayer meeting, Pastor Rebecca prayed for the people that have.Gone away from church.
咁喺星期五晚嘅祈祷会咧，梁牧师就为到嗰啲离开咗教会嘅人祷告，系为佢哋祈祷。
But you know what? If we don't encourage people, they get discouraged.
如果我哋唔去鼓励其他人咧，佢哋就会变得灰心。
And if they get discouraged, maybe they'll leave.
如果佢哋灰心咧，可能佢哋就会离开噶啦。
Jesus, they'll leave church.
佢哋会离开主耶稣，会离开教会。
We need to encourage.
所以咧，我哋需要彼此鼓励。
Finally,
最后啦
，insight into achieving
实现鼓励嘅洞见。
God gives us the words we need.
神咧会将个说话咧俾过我哋噶。
If we don't read the Bible, we may not have the words.
如果我哋唔读圣经嘅话咧，就冇嘢好讲啦。
And I remember when I was teaching in England, and when I first came to Hong Kong too, I loved to read.The Bible.
咁啊，当我初初去到牙买加或者初初嚟到香港嘅时候咧，嗰阵时我都好中意睇圣经。
In those days, we didn't have the phone, the Bible on our phone.
当时咧，我哋个冇呢个手提电话噶，亦都唔会有呢、这个即系掌上圣经啦。
I had this little New Testament about this big.
咁我就一本细细本嘅新约圣经。
In those days, my eyes were good.
当时咧，我个眼力仲好好噶。
And I could see, I could read it.
咁我仲可以睇咁细本嘅圣经噶。
It was so small, I don't think I'd be able to even see it now.
咁我谂而家系即系要我睇到嗰本都困难啦，细到。
And I would sit on the, I think it was the number 6B bus or something that went in those days went from Meifu San Chun to Mong Kok.
咁我嗰阵时咧就由美孚新村去旺角啊嘛，咁搭几号巴士啊？六号 B 咯。
And I would read.I would read a chapter.
咁我咪喺度睇圣经咯。
And then I would choose a verse to memorize.
咁我就拣一段经文去背噶。
Once I'd memorized it, I'd put the Bible back in my top pocket.
咁我背咗之后咧，就将嗰本圣经咧就放喺我呢个袋嗰度啦。
Look out the window.
咁啊，望下出边啦。
In Cheung Sha Wan.
咁啊，经过长沙湾。
And I would then.With the verse in my brain, I would study the verse.
咁跟住咧，我就会喺我嘅脑里边咧去思考嗰个经文噶啦。
I would ask God, Lord, show me something you want to tell me from this verse.
咁我咧就祈祷求神咧去向我显明，佢想透过呢啲嘅圣经教导我啲乜嘢嘅。
And then in the daytime, you know, I mean, in those days we were bringing many of the DBS boys to know the Lord.
嗰阵时候咧，我哋系带咗好多南拔萃嘅学生信耶稣噶。
And so I would share with them, this is what God.Said to me today.
我就会同佢哋分享今日神咧就同我讲呢啲说话。
I had something.
日日咧我都有嘢同佢哋讲噶。
Isaiah 50 and verse 4 it says this.
咁喺以赛亚书嘅五十章第四节就咁讲啦。
Right, it's is it in there? No.
Yeah,
it is. Okay, there we are.The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned.
主耶和华赐受教者，赐我受教者的舌头，使我知道怎样用言语辅助疲乏的人。主每早晨提醒我的耳朵，使我能听，像受教者一样。
And the message, the translation, the English translation called the message, it puts it this way.
咁呢一个圣经嘅翻译咧就咁样讲啦。
It says the Master God has given me a well-taught tongue.
就系主耶和华赐我受教者嘅舌头。
So,I know how to encourage tired people.
咁令到我咧知道点样可以咧去鼓励嗰啲疲乏嘅人。
He wakes me up in the morning.
佢每朝早咧都会叫我起身。
He wakes me up and opens my ears to listen as one who is ready to take orders.
就咧叫我提醒我嘅耳朵，使我能够听。 好似受教者一样。
When we're close to God, we hear what He says.
当我哋同神好亲近嘅时候咧，我哋系能够听到佢所讲嘅说话噶。
Right, you know, each day, if we don't read our Bibles and pray, we become self-righteous.
咁如果我哋冇每一日去祈祷同埋读经嘅话咧，我哋就会变得好自义啦。
Become judgmental.
我哋都会变得好中意批评。
We criticize. We think we know it all, and we're the only one who's perfect.
咁我就觉得自己好完美啦，觉得自己知道晒所有嘅嘢啦，就好中意去批评。
It destroys people.
如果呢一啲咁样嘅行为咧，系会摧毁别人噶。
Right. So what's good and what's not good?
咁到底系乜嘢系好嘅，乜嘢系唔好嘅咧
？Right. Somebody asked people. They did a survey.
咁啊，有啲人就做咗个调查。
They said, "Who's been an encouragement in your life?"
有啲咩人咧曾经喺你嘅生命里边鼓励过你噶
？And they asked people to say, "Who's been an encouragement?"
咁于是咧就叫人哋讲啦。
And these are what the people responded.
咁啲人咧就咁回应咯噃。
One person said, "This the person that has confidence in me."
就是那个呢对我有信心的人。
Another said, the person who really listened and didn't immediately tell me I was wrong.
而有些人呢就是他会聆听我也都没有即时呢指出我的错处。
He listened.
聆听。
And then he didn't immediately say, this is what you're doing wrong.
然后呢却没有即时指出我的错处的。
The third thing, the person who understood how I felt.
第三种咧，就系嗰啲明白我嘅感受嘅人。
Sometimes we think we know how the other people is feeling, but we don't.
有阵时咧，我哋以为自己明白人哋嘅感受，但系其实我哋系唔明噶。
Another said, I could be honest with this person and not be condemned.
还有就是那些我觉得不会被他指责而我能够向他很坦诚的人。
Another said, I could disagree with the person and was not afraid of getting them angry.
还有就是那些我可以不同意他们而不怕他们生气我的。
I guess, you know, Barnabas was that kind of a guy.
我想巴拿巴就是这种性情的人。
Uncle Barnabas.
咁我哋觉得好似巴拿巴叔叔咁
样，
咁成日咧都系喺我哋嘅旁边去帮助我哋。
They ask the question, but who's been a discouragement?
咁但系咧，嗰啲会令人哋好灰心丧志嘅人系点嘅咧
？And they said, "Oh, the person who's too busy talking to hear what I have to say."
第一种人咧就系嗰啲讲得太多嘢啦，以致咧佢都唔得闲去听我所讲嘅。
Another said nothing.I could do was right, no matter how hard I tried.
第二种咧就系无论我点样努力都好啦，我做嘅嘢咧都系唔啱噶。
Another said the person would embarrass me. I felt constantly put down.
有啲人咧就系会令到我觉得好尴尬，咁咧就成日咧都会觉得好沮丧。
Another said the person they only noticed my bad points.
同埋咧嗰啲。只是留意到我的缺点的人。
You know, and sometimes, you know, it's kind of almost human nature that somebody can do 100 things and 99 of them are right and good. A person does 100 things and perhaps 99 of those 100 things are good.
即是说有一个人呢就做事做一百样事情有九十九样就是正确的。
And only one is bad.
只是有一样做得不好啫。
But sometimes it's human nature. We forget about the 99 things. We just think of the bad things.
那我们的人性呢就会是忘记了那九十九样的好事但呢就好记得那一样的不好的。
You know, we have the golden rule.
咁呢个系我哋嘅黄金定律。
Do unto others as you would want them to do unto you, Jesus said.
耶稣话咧，若要人点样待你，你就点样待人啦。
And so we say, right, well, I want to encourage.
咁咧，我哋就要话，我都想去鼓励人。
I want to love and appreciate.
我想去爱啦，同埋咧去感谢 感激我的弟兄姊妹。
I want to go out of my way to bless people.
我亦都咧好想咧系脱离自己而家呢一个框框，可以出去鼓励人哋。
And if we do that, therein is the power of encouragement.
当我哋咁样做咧，里边就会带住鼓励嘅能力。
As we're trying to understand.
因为我哋会尝试去明白。
As we try to figure out where somebody's coming from.
我哋或者会尝试去了解下人哋嘅背景。
When we understand the way that people get victory is perhaps not too much from our advice, but it's from the power of the Holy Spirit.
我哋就会明白咧，人哋点解可以成功咧，并唔系因为我哋俾咗啲咩嘅劝告佢哋，而系因为咧系透过圣灵嘅能力。
I want to encourage you today to be an encourager.
所以今日咧，我想鼓励你成为一位鼓励者。
Can we just stand together?
让我哋大家一齐起立。
And I want, you know, just bow heads.
我哋大家一齐低头。
Just success is helping others to succeed.
成功咧系帮助其他人得到成功。
Who can you help to succeed?
你可以帮助边个成功咧
？Who can you help to have victory in their lives?
你可以帮助边一个喺佢嘅人生里边得胜咧
？You know that. Think about it.
咁我哋大家仔细考量一下。
Do you want to be an encourager?
你想唔想成为一位鼓励者咧？
The devil is trying to discourage us here, I think. Amen. Are there people you can encourage?
有冇啲人你係可以鼓勵佢哋
㗎? How can you encourage?
你可以點鼓勵佢哋呢?
Be there for them.
你為咗佢哋嘅緣故喺佢哋嘅身邊啦。
Positive influence in their lives
喺佢嘅生命裏邊帶嚟正面嘅影響。
Say to yourself, I'm successful when this person succeeds.
同自己咁樣講啊，當呢一個人成功嘅時候咧，我就成功啦。
Maybe a family member
可能係一位家人。
Maybe a friend
可能係一位朋友。
I'm successful when this person succeeds.
当呢个人成功嘅时候咧，我就成功啦。
Maybe a parent.
可能系父母。
Maybe a colleague.
或者系同事。
I just want to ask you right now, who can you help to succeed?
而家好想问你一个问题，你好想边个成功咧？
Would you just pray for them right now?
你而家可唔可以就为佢哋祷告啊？
Lord Jesus, you came to help us to succeed.
耶稣咧嚟到世界系为咗帮助我哋去成功噶。
Lord, we want to help others to succeed.
都好想帮助其他人成功。
And Lord, we pray help us now.
主啊，求你而家就帮助我。
Perhaps we don't have the words to say.
或者我哋唔知讲咩说话。
Give us the tongue of the one who is taught by you.
求你咧赐俾我哋呢一个受教者嘅舌头。
Give us the words to say.
俾我哋合宜嘅说话。
We pray for these people, Lord, that we have in mind.
主啊，我哋为到我哋而家想起嘅人祷告。
We simply ask, Lord, help us to help them.
主啊，求你帮助我哋去帮助佢哋。
And the word that we've heard from you today, Father.
今日我哋从主你领受嘅说话。
And that you've perhaps just said something that stirred us personally.
求主咧系亦都系激励呢一个人。
Help us to follow up on that.
帮助我哋咧能够系继续去帮助佢哋。
We pray now in Jesus' name.
我哋祷告奉耶稣嘅名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 请坐。